Finally today, behind every great musician is a great teacher. And this weekend, Jared Cassidy, a music and band teacher at Wyndham High School in New Hampshire, is being recognized for being just that, a great teacher. He'll be honored with the Music Educator Award from the Grammy Foundation and the Recording Academy for making a significant and lasting contribution to the field of music education. He was chosen out of more than 7,000 nominees from all 50 states. Jared Cassidy is on the phone now from Los Angeles, where he'll be accepting the award on Saturday, the evening before the Grammy Awards. And Jared Cassidy, congratulations and welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Well, it's good to have you. What was your reaction after learning that you won this award?
Oh, my goodness. I was completely, completely and utterly floored. I've never had so many emotions fill me at one time. And I think I was like yelling and crying and laughing all at the same time. It was amazing.
Well, I was reading about your work in Wyndham, New Hampshire, and it sounds like there's a lot of peer interaction in the band program. You have a student-led band council that operates kind of like a student council. There's a mentoring program between the high school band students and the middle school students. And your students lead rehearsals on their own, some of them anyway. So what's the thinking behind this level of student involvement?
We are a young program. We just opened in 2009, and I was excited about this experience, but I knew that what we were going to do within those first couple years was going to really truly lay a foundation for further growth later on down the line. So I remember sitting down with those kids and asking them what they saw and what their goals and core values were in terms of where they saw our program going. Our program is really firmly rooted in collaboration, in communication, and creativity, and I turn to my students a lot. It's a very symbiotic relationship and synergistic relationship.
You know, I want to ask you about this. I mean, we live in a time when there's so much focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math education, and the economic value of an arts education is sometimes questioned. What's your case for why students should pursue the arts?
Oh, my gosh. When it comes to music and the arts in general, if you think about it, it's so much beyond the content that we're teaching. It's about those extra experiences of collaboration and creativity. So if you look at the 21st century job market, you have to be creative, and you've got to be able to collaborate with other people. And the arts, especially with music, it teaches you how to collaborate. It teaches you how to work with other individuals in a way that's going to make us, as a society, move forward and progress.
I also read that the Wyndham High School Concert Band has received a bunch of honors over the past few years, including a chance to perform at Carnegie Hall last spring. I'm wondering, what has been your proudest moment as a teacher?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really great question, too. And I think a lot of people would say, oh, your proudest moment would have to be performing at Carnegie Hall. And ironically, that was wonderful. It was outstanding. But moreover, I think it was that experience afterward. When I got back to the hotel, the students had already arrived back at the hotel, and I walk up the stairs, and I turn around, there's this big mezzanine, and all the students were lined up there, and I turned around, and they just erupted in this wonderful, amazing applause, and we were all excited, and I think it was in that moment that really defined us as an ensemble, our identity. After all that hard work and determination, it truly paid off.
Jared, what do you hope to do? I read that eventually you want to work in higher education. Tell me about what you want to do.
Absolutely. I would love to continue working in the educational field, but I think that as a music educator myself, it's not only my responsibility, but the responsibility of music educators everywhere to continue the legacy of really good, strong music advocacy. And I think part of that is working with our next generation of music educators. So I would love to work at that higher level education and work with pre-service teachers getting ready to do their student teaching and student internships and cultivating them not only the skills necessary to become effective teachers in the classroom, but also to implore them to really focus on the significance of what it is we're actually doing as arts teachers.
That's Jared Cassidy. He's the director of bands at Wyndham High School in New Hampshire and the director of K-12 Fine Arts for the Wyndham School District. He's the recipient of this year's Music Educator Award presented by the Recording Academy and the Grammy Foundation. Jared, congratulations and thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you. It's going to be a whirlwind of a week. I'm just so excited to be part of it.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by an extremely talented group of people. They include Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. Tim Skog is our technical director. Hitesh Hathi is our executive producer. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.